Welcome, friends. Here is Dil Feller, your friendly host from Radio Free Europe, Contra Europe's only voice for free speech on this day, on 19th of February 2013. And I am again at the page of Wikipedia on Holocaust denial. And I am briefly going to ask Wikipedia and your listeners about this issue about censorship, free speech. And I am going to quote here a thing which is at the very top of these Holocaust articles. It is found in the second paragraph where it says the methodologies of Holocaust deniers are based on a predetermined conclusion that ignores overwhelming historical evidence to the contrary. Now, bring your attention to overwhelming historical evidence to the contrary. Now, of course, there is no such thing. There is, on the other hand, an overwhelming historical evidence that the relics at Auschwitz vomitorium, which Stalin put there, are fakes, and that they are not there in the original state, that these were added there afterward. So that is what is overwhelming historical evidence. The chimney, for instance, is Auschwitz, is overwhelming fact that it can't function. And that, of course, brings all these Wikipedia Zionist trick of the trade, newspeak methods of overwhelming historical evidence. Of course, it brings it to nothing. It's pure nonsense, absolutely pure nonsense. But I'm going to use this part here because it's interesting in the case of censorship. Now, I have been saying here on Radio Free Europe, Contra Europe's only voice for free speech, I've been saying that I don't know how many times. And the question is, how can I say that? And seeing that I'm not being contradicted, and neither am I being contradicted by the Holocaust denial of Wikipedia, who are writing the article on Holocaust denial. I'm not being questioned about what I'm stating when I have stated that we have censorship. We have censorship and not free speech. And so therefore, how can there be overwhelming historical evidence in a situation where we have censorship? In a situation where we have total censorship, how can we have overwhelming historical evidence? Question, isn't it? It is a good question. Now, friends, the answer is, of course, quite simple. The overwhelming historical evidence in themselves proves that this is a con. Because when something is so overwhelming historical evidence, then we know for a fact that we are being fooled. Because only in a case of censorship can such statements be made. Only in a case of censorship can such statements be made as overwhelming historical evidence. Only in a case of censorship. And that means, of course, that the media and the schools and all the books which are being sold by the book publishing outfit, are going to peddle the Holocaust extortion cult, which is used in order to hide the pension fraud crimes. In order to hide the pension fraud crimes, one has invented exterminationism and the Holocaust extortion cult. And so one has come out with an avalanche of mantras, repeatedly again, over and over and over again, such as this: ignores overwhelming historical evidence. Overwhelming historical evidence, when there is nothing of that sort in existence, because these overwhelming historical evidence, when you look at them, they don't even deal on the subject that one is thinking should be of interest. And that is, of course, the whole Stalin's holy shrine at Auschwitz, which is the interesting topic here. And The topic is, of course, how people can be so overwhelmingly told to have been exterminated when you can't even have ovens, proper function ovens, to get rid of the corpses. That, or it must mean that the corpses are still around somewhere, in some mystical place. All these 6 million and more are there. They are there. They are there. They're still there. So the overwhelming historical evidence can only be done in a dictatorship. And if this is true, if it is true that Wikipedia says here, then of course it shows we are living in a dictatorship. We are living in a dictatorship. So that is stating to the public, we are in a dictatorship and the status quo requires us to continue on with the dictatorship, with the authoritarian, the totalitarian system that makes it possible to present overwhelming historical evidence. So friends, I'm signing off here. This is Dilfelder from Radio Free Europe, Contra Europe's only voice for free speech. Adios, goodbye, hasta luego, inshallah, shalom, au revoir, adieu, and auf Wiedersehen.